information.
Operator, get me the number, please, of George Kaplan, K-A-P-L-A-N, at 4411 Huguenot Walloon Drive.
That is George Kaplan.
Yes, that's right.
That is Kaplan.
Mm-hmm, yes.
That is K as in knife. A as in aardvark, P as in pneumonia, L as in luscious, A as in aardvark again, N as in Newell Post. Kaplan?
I think so, yes.
Just one moment, I will look that number up for you.
Right, thank you very much. Operator, if you could try to hurry a little bit.
I am looking the number up for you.
I don't mean to rush you at all. It's just that I'm terrifically late, and
that number is listed in your directory.
Operator, there is no directory here. I swear to God.
Will you please take a pencil and write the number down?
Yes, I promise I definitely will, yes.
That number is
Hello,
Fairfax
hello,
Nyan.
Operator, hello,
information.
Hello,
information.
Operator, you collected my dime.
Information is a free service, sir. When you hang up, your dime will be returned to you.
Yeah, miss, listen, I know it's usually a free service. See, the thing is, in this case, I heard the dime, you know, hit all those other dimes. See, I know it's in there. And I wouldn't bother you about a dime, operator. In this case, miss, it's my last dime. I have no change. My car has broken down, and I'm an hour late for a very important appointment. So you can see that... Hello?
Information.
Oh, no. Miss, please return my dime.
Sir, I cannot return your dime to you until you hang up. And when you hang up, your dime will be returned to you.
No, it won't. Operator, listen to me. I know that sound. I've heard it all my life. That dime is in there.
Information cannot argue with a closed mind. No. Why don't you try hanging up?
Because... I can't take the chance. I'll lose the dime. I'll lose you. Look, miss, can I go over your head? Is there someone else I can speak to? A human?
You wish to speak to a human?
Yes.
About your alleged dime?
It's a real dime.
Just one moment. I will connect you with the information supervisor.
Oh, thank you very much. Hello, miss operator. Hello?
Information.
Listen, there's no chance that you would, say, jostle something with your elbow and just cut me off completely.
We do not work with our elbows, sir.
Oh, come on, come on.
Information supervisor, can I help you?
I sincerely hope so.
Yes, sir.
Just a minute ago, operator...
Supervisor. Information supervisor.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
Just a minute ago, one of your girls inadvertently collected my last dime. And you see,
information doesn't charge a dime.
Yeah, no, look, miss, I've already gone through...
When you hang up, you see, your dime will be returned to you.
The other girl and...
Information is a completely free service.
Not tonight! Now, miss, please try to understand what I'm saying to you. I'm speaking as one human being to another. Forget that you're an operator.
I'm a supervisor.
All right, fine. Supervisor. All right, supervisor. Bell Telephone has stolen my last dime. That's what it comes down
just
to.
A minute,
and well, you stole it. I put it in the telephone and you took
minute,
it away.
You know.
It's
I
my
mean, Bell it's, Telephone course,
well,
wouldn't
miss,
steal your dime.
Is, they,
you know.
They have stolen
no, I mean,
my dime.
Bell Telephone doesn't need your dime.
Well, I know. That's exactly
Bell Telephone
my point.
Gets millions of dimes every day. They wouldn't pick out your dime
well,
to steal, you
they
know.
They stole it. Damn it, they stole it.
I'm not going to sit here and argue with you.
Well, not miss, look,
I mean, if you mean to sit there and tell me that you think that the Bell Telephone Company has stolen your dime...
That is what I've been telling you now for 20 minutes.
That I'll be very happy to return your dime to you.
You will?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Not at all. What is your name and address?
Miss...
Yes?
You're going to send me a whole lot of stamps, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
I knew it. Look, I've received stamps from you people in the past, and it's a swell surprise. I need the dime now. Look, can I go over your head? Is there someone else I can speak to?
Well, I could connect you with the managing supervisor, Miss Jones.
Yes.
You wouldn't be able to help you either. If you run and give it a whirl.
Miss Jones, please. And please hurry.
Just hold the line.
Managing supervisor, Miss Jones, can I help you?
Oh, Miss Jones. I'm so glad I finally got a hold of you.
What is it, sir?
Miss Jones, this is my story.
Yes, yes, I'm here.
Oh. Miss Jones, a long time ago,
yes.
One of your operators inadvertently collected my last dime.
Oh, my God.
Yes. As I explained to her,
yes.
I'm sorry, Miss Jones. I don't usually do this.
No, sir, you go ahead and cry.
Thank you.
No, Bell Telephone understands.
You're very kind.
No, you've lost your dime.
No, she took it, and I have to have it back.
Well, of course you do, sir. And Bell Telephone will be very happy to give you a free call for that dime.
Oh, Miss Jones.
Yes, sir.
If this is true, I'll never forget you as long as I live.
Well, it's true.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Miss Jones.
No, no,
thank you.
Our pleasure to serve you.
Thank you.
You just give me the number you're calling.
Miss Jones.
Yes, sir.
You're dealing here with an ass. You see, she took the dime before I ever got the number. Look, we'll forget it. I'll lose my job.
There's no need to take that attitude.
No?
Not at all. You can simply give me the name of the party you're calling. I can look that number up for you.
Grand. The name is George Kaplan, K-A-P-L-A-N, is in Newell Post.
Yes. One moment.
Yes.
Hello, sir.
Yes, yes, Miss Jones.
I have that number for you.
Yes?
That number is Fairfax 91975.
1975, tell me what to do.
Hold on to your receiver.
Right, check, right.
Until you hear the dial tone.
Wait for the dial tone.
Then dial your number, sir.
Dial as I ordinarily would.
You have a free call.
Thank you, Miss Jones. I'll never forget you.
This is a recording. You have dialed a wrong exchange.